This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so back to the May jobs numbers and one possible reason they overperformed. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho and the Paycheck Protection Program.
When Randy George received the PPP loan for the Vermont restaurant he runs, he knew he couldn't afford to pay it back. So George worked quickly to meet the loan's forgiveness requirements.
We put all of our full-time people that had been furloughed back on our payroll.
This is the first jobs report amid the pandemic that's reflected decisions like this, says economist Ernie Tedeschi at Evercore ISI.
Even though the CARES Act was passed in late March, it took time to get those programs set up and to get money out the door.
The Labor Department doesn't specify whether PPP loans are the reason jobs rose in May. But Tedeschi says there are clues. Leisure and hospitality businesses saw the most job gains. And that's a sector that's relied heavily on PPP loans.
It could be that, you know, restaurants who were hardest hit before are using those loans exactly as intended, which is to retain employees to pay them.
Tedeschi says other factors could be propping up job gains, too, like people spending more as businesses reopen. Harvard economist Jason Furman says ideally, PPP loans should not be the only reason businesses are hiring people. After all, the PPP program won't last forever.
And as soon as the PPP expires, you know, they'll lose jobs.
Furman says for job gains to last, businesses need consumer demand to return as the economy reopens. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.